This is an exciting morning. We have family visiting! Yay! For those of you who don't know, and that might be, you might be in the minority, but that's okay. 15 years ago, hey, was it? 16 years ago, 1998. Yeah. Actually, our very first Sunday, that after we had moved here, we had visited a year before, but our very first Sunday in WCV, Becky and I sat beside Donna in the back row of Burroughs and Charles, and we sat right, and she was like the very first person, her and actually Elsie Janai, who some of you might remember, our little girl's great-grandmother, but Elsie Janai on one side and Donna Isaacs on the other, and you were the very first person that we met here on a Sunday morning. That's kind of fun, hey? And that was 15 years ago. They were here visiting and being a part of the church here, and then went from WCV to Kathmandu to start the churches and to plant the churches with teams there all across the Himalayan region. And now, 16 years later, how many? 19 churches. How many people involved? Like 5,000 or something? Yeah, around 5,000. All across Nepal, and then the northeast sort of corner of India, which is all Nepali speaking. It's Nepali culture and stuff. So these, Noel and Donna, why don't you come up here? Just come up. Both of you, just now. It's okay. Just come. You two, Noel. Donna. Yay, let's give them, let's welcome them. Do you want to give greetings from the church before we pray for you?
Bring a seat to you all. From Nepal.
So okay, so you guys, you have to respond now. So say it again, just so everybody can hear.
Jai Masih.
You go like this. Jai Masih, which means what?
Victory in Christ.
Victory in Christ. That's how the Christians greet each other in that area, as they go like this and they say Jai Masih, which means victory in Christ. It's how Christians say hello to each other. So let's start again, okay? Let's do it really well, okay, this time.
Jai Masih.
Jai Masih. Good. Excellent. That's really good. Awesome. So, Lord, thank you so much for these guys. Thank you so much for all that you've accomplished in them and through them. Thank you for the work, the way that your kingdom is expanding and multiplying. Thank you for family. We share the same DNA. Just looks and is expressed a little differently. And, Lord, we need them. We need them. We need how they see things. We need to hear from them. We need to learn. And so right now, we just open ourselves up as the Winnipeg Center Vineyard portion of the Himalayan Region Vineyard family. And we open up our hearts. We open up our hands. We want everything that you have for us. Is that right? Yeah. We want everything that you have for us. And so would you teach us? Even if it's a bit disorienting, that's okay. We're okay with that. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Jai Masih. We bring greetings from all our churches. I've been receiving letters from our pastors, and they asked me to say Jai Masih to you. And we're happy to be here, my wife and I. This is the church, this is the city, and you are the people that believed in us, heard God for us, and sent us to go to the mountains to take the good news. So we just want to say thank you for your continuous praying for us and your love. Over, I think, 200 people have so far visited our country, and it was all wonderful to gather to see the kingdom advance. Now I have to share. Hey, Navi. Back home, like, I know my people. and I know our needs. And based on sometimes based on the need, I share and bring some help to the people. But here when I come, I don't know your needs because I don't know what you need. What are your needs? I don't know. So it's harder sometimes for me to kind of share without knowing the needs of the church, needs of the peoples, okay? So what I'm thinking is, best way is like, I know my need. So based on my need, I will share something. I hope it will help you. Is that okay? Yes? And I hope my needs are the same needs you have. So I'll just pray. Lord, we just want to come together and say thank you that you love us and you want us to find you. And we come together and seek and wait and hear and listen and say yes to you. Thank you for this word that you've given us for this day. Amen. So today I was thinking, like, all this, it's been 3 weeks we've been here in Canada, we're in the End Life Conference. So I've been lots of things are going in my heart and my spirit. So I was thinking, what are my needs? Like, what's happening to me? Why I'm like this? Why things doesn't go the way I want? Why God is pushing me? Why God doesn't speak to me? Why I don't hear something? Why I hear sometimes? Why things are right? Why things are not right? Why? So I'm a person that always says, why? And I'm the kind of guy who's always trying to, like, find answers. And God is gracious and he gives me answers. And sometimes it's slow, sometimes I don't get answers, sometimes I get answers quickly, sometimes I have to wait, sometimes I don't have to wait. I'm in this journey that sometimes I think I know God, but maybe not. Maybe I know a lot of him, maybe not. So the word that was really coming to me, you know, the word that was really helping me was from actually Matthew chapter 6, 33. I have a picture actually. Do you have that? And that's it. Do you see the picture? I think you know this guy, eh? And I'd like to say thank you to Sherhood for taking me to fishing. And the scripture for today is like, seek first the kingdom of God and all these fish will be added unto you. You like that? let's give an end to this. This is a year photo, my year photo. And what I need, I know my need. And my need is, like I know, is not about tomorrow. My need is not about after 10 years, after 2 years, the things that I need or things that I want or things that helps me. My need was met, sometimes still not met, about yesterday's met, yesterday's needs. My need is about today. What I need now, I'm more about today. Nowadays, I'm more walking about today. I'm not worried about yesterday. It's all gone. I know tomorrow will come, and it's going to come. But I'm more worried about, like, today. It says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. You can take that off now, you know. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness. I want this word to soak in your heart. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. So seek first his kingdom. The way I am geared, the way I am made is not seek God first. Even to do the church, even to do things that I seek other things, when all other things come in my way, then I will follow God. Whenever I am thinking to pray something, or thinking something to do, I'm always looking for other things that I need in order for me to do that. That's how I am geared. But it says to me that, but seek first his kingdom. So what is kingdom? The kingdom, when we come to the Lord and we enter in his kingdom, and what is kingdom? Kingdom to me is now His presence. So basically I'm saying is, but seek first His presence. And presence for when? Presence for now. I was driving with John to Winkler, and he had those mattresses all tied up in his truck, and it was not tied properly. It was almost like, you know, the wind was almost like, so we're like checking the, you know, big load of mattresses on his truck, and we're driving to Winkler. And I was a little bit scared. We were always trying to check whether that's going to fall off or not. And, you know, like when you drive, you're a little scared, okay? And I'm like, oh, I'm just worried about him, you know, and I'm worried about this mattress, and I'm worried about, like, I have to share in the Winkler now. I'm trying to hear God, and now this mattress is disturbing me, you know. And I said, Lord, where are you? Lord, where are you? I closed my eyes there and said, Lord, where are you? I closed my eyes. I was seeking His presence for now, seeking His kingdom now. And I said, Lord, where are you? And I quietly, gently, a gentle voice said to me, Noel, I'm sitting in the back seat. God spoke to me and said, like, I'm in the back seat. Seeking God's presence for now is something that I need. I want. Because Jeremiah 29:13 says, you will seek me and find me. You will seek me and find me. Sometimes we are so worried about tomorrow. Sometimes I'm looking for answers for tomorrow. And I'm asking and praying and fasting for the answers for tomorrow. Lord, what's the answer that I need for tomorrow? And I want to know what my tomorrow looks like. I want to know how my old age looks like, how I'm going to end my old time. Lord, I want to know everything that's in front of me for that's coming 10 years. And when I come to the Lord and say, when I seek His presence, and the Lord says, you will only get the answer for today, and you trust me for tomorrow. Because if you trust me for today, that your tomorrow will be, I will be there for you tomorrow. I need today. I need His presence now. I want today. I want to know about today. I want where He is. And if I tell you now, if you close your eyes now, would you do that? If you close your eyes now with me, and would you question this question, Lord, where are you now? And in your heart, and you will hear a voice saying that, I'm with you, sitting next to you. Okay? So I'm helping you, and as I'm helping myself, seeking His presence, seeking His kingdom first. The presence comes to us. His presence fills us. The scripture says, when we are filled with His Holy Spirit. When His Holy Spirit comes to us, we are filled by His presence. And scripture says, you need to be led by the Spirit. That means we are led by His presence, whatever we do. Every step that I take, every word that I say, every decision that I make will be led by His presence. I like to plan many things in my life. I'm a pretty much good planner. I like to say things 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And I use my all skills. And these skills are good that God has given me. I use my own skills sometimes to lay the da-da-da-da-da in front of me. And many times those things work for me. And sometimes those things doesn't work for me. My plans that I made sometimes is there. It fails sometimes. Sometimes it works. And many times I used it. Why my plans didn't work? Even though all those plans were good. I used all the technique. I used all the brain. I used all my degrees. I used everything was there. And I realized that the presence, my plans were not led by the kingdom. Not led by The plans were not birthed out of his presence. I left God somewhere. I left his presence somewhere. And I was planning something based on other stuff. And it worked sometimes for me. It didn't work sometimes for me. But I find that the kingdom, I will say that the plans that comes out of the Holy Spirit, the planning that comes out of the Holy Spirit, the plans that comes out of his presence actually works all the time. It's never go wasted. The prayer that I prayed that came out of his presence never went wasted. The prayer that I prayed for the sick people that came out of his presence never went wasted. I've been in the church life for so many years. So many years. I grew up in the church. I've seen miracles. I've seen God. I've done so many things in the name of Jesus. So many things in the name of Jesus. I've used God's name in almost everything, even for before I had dinner. I used Jesus. And it's all good. His name is everything. And I've come to a point that now I want to do, Lord, what do you ask me to do? Not just using your name or not in your name. But I want to do with you the presence. Understand what I'm saying? We do so many things in the name of Jesus. But I'm really learning to do things now with Jesus. Okay, Lord, where are you? And in my journey, everywhere, in downtime and uptime or excitement or in tears, in pains, I'm questioning all the time to Lord and say, Lord, where are you? I'm seeking your presence. I'm seeking your kingdom now. And it's so important that whenever I seek his presence, he speaks to me. When I seek him, he says, you will find me. And that presence is helping me to be confident and stand tall and know that the future that's ahead of me will be wonderful because he will be with me. The thing is, the kingdom of God is not physical thing. The church is, of course, we have buildings and all. It's physical, but it's not physical. Because actually scripture says God is spirit. John 4:24 says God is spirit and his worshipers should worship in spirit and truth. God is spirit. Now to understand his presence, many people don't understand church. Many people don't understand gathering. Many people don't understand ministries. Many people don't understand Jesus. Why? Because they're trying to understand the Spirit by their worldly mind, by their worldly intellect, by worldly knowledge, by wisdom, worldly things. They're trying to understand the church, trying to understand Jesus by the worldly. And I did that. And I realized that for me to understand his presence and to understand God and Jesus is that I need his Spirit, his presence now. And only the Spirit that God gives you, it's here, will understand who Jesus is. I'm tired of trying to understand the way God does, the way God moves, the way God speaks by my intellect mind, by my physical mind. I'm really coming down to the knees and say, oh Lord, for me to understand you, I continue to come down to your presence. I need your kingdom now. Because if I get that presence now, I'm pretty much confident that I'll understand Jesus. I'll understand everything about him. I'll understand his love. I'll understand the story of cross. I'll understand now. A lot of us are living Christian life like me based on who Jesus was. And it's all good. It helped us to get here. But now I'm trying to understand Jesus, who Jesus is for me now. The stories of the New Testament were helpful. I'm saying, thank you, Jesus, that you did miracles. Oh, thank you, Jesus, you walk with your disciples. Oh, thank you, Jesus, you spoke to us through your people. You have all those scriptures for me. Yes, all good. But to understand Jesus now, I need his presence. And I'm not quitting this. I'm not quitting. I'm just closing my eyes, morning, evening, and everything on my journey. I'm saying, Jesus, where are you? You can call it a cry of your heart, but this is the lifestyle. We call it kingdom lifestyle. Sometimes people think that kingdom lifestyle is all about going to the poor and live in the slum. That's maybe part of it. But kingdom lifestyle is sensing, knowing, and understanding, and walking, and hearing His presence all the time. Because do you know that? Scripture says, He was, He is, and He is going to be. And sometimes we live in this place that we know the Testament, we know who Jesus was, and we sometimes believe that Jesus will be, the end of the earth will come, and we all get to heaven. We kind of live with these two, the past and the future. And kind of like we live in this own thing that we don't try to like say, Lord, okay, I know, yeah. He will come after 200 years, fine. If He comes after 1,000, yeah, it's there. That's there. There's no question about it. You were there because the scripture and the history says it. All the miracles and all walking, you know, you go to Israel and you see where, you know, it's all there. That's history there. So He was there and He is going to be there. But what about now? In my daily life, I'm not worried about tomorrow. I'm thankful for the past. But say, Lord, seek first His kingdom. And He says, then all things shall be added unto you. And I need wisdom in my life. And I'm going to seek wisdom. I'm going to seek His presence. And the wisdom that I need for the future will be birthed out of His presence. And it's not going to go wasted. In the kingdom of God, every prayer that you pray, every penny that you give, every words of love that you speak, every smile that you smile to your friend, it's not going to go wasted. I've seen on and on and on. We don't live in the kingdom of the world because the kingdom of the world is about profit and loss. Kingdom of the world is about profit and loss. But the kingdom of God is about blessings. The kingdom of the kingdom of God is about blessing. And I can say it, curse, but I don't want to go there. Heaven and earth, heaven and hell. I've seen many people. Bible doesn't talk about many, many things. But if you see the word blessed in scripture is so many times it says, blessed are those, blessed are those, blessed are those, blessed are those. And me, I'm really learning to seek His kingdom, seek His presence now, so that I will be called a blessed man. I'm not worried about whether I'll be called a rich man in this earth. I'm not worried about whether I'll be called a poor person on this earth. I'm not worried about like what the earth will look to me and say that you are a rich man, you are a poor man, you are a successful man, or you are a wise man. I am not worried about that. I'm more worried about like that the Lord will look to me and He will say, you are blessed. And I want to be known. I want to be called a blessed man. And the blessed man will be that man who will seek His kingdom first, because now I need to leave. I'm not where tomorrow scripture says. Actually, the prayer that Jesus taught us was like, give us our daily bread. The answer that I need is for now. So Lord, here am I. For tomorrow I trust you. That's trusting God. We think that trusting God is something that for miracles or prayer, that's part of it. But trusting God is like the answers for tomorrow. And I'll trust God for tomorrow. But how will I trust? I will only trust Him if I walk with His presence, if I feel His presence now, if I'm with His presence, if I know His presence, if I experience His presence now. Seek first His kingdom in anything you do, anything we need to do, anything that's in front of us. We need to pause a little bit. I want to pause a little bit. People say to me, Noel, would you do this to me? Yes. Now just pause a little bit. Okay, Lord, are you with me? Where are you, Lord? And sometimes I don't hear. Sometimes I hear. And I don't get excited. I don't get offended. I don't get sad. I know he's there with me. He was there in the saddest time of my life. He was there in the baddest time of my life. He was there when I was way down there. He was there even before I was born. He knew me. Do you know that? Sometimes we don't think God is with me every day. We don't think that way. You know what happened this morning? I slept last night. And I didn't know what happened in my sleep. I didn't know. I think I was dead. Sleep dead. But you know what happened? Because he was in my room on the pillow side. He was watching over me. And around 7:30, he says, Noel, wake up, wake up. Because you forgot to put the alarm clock. Because Andy's coming to pick you up at 8:30. Wake up, wake up. And I said, oh, who woke me up? He helped me get up this morning. If he were not there, oh, I could have been sleeping and not breathing by now. And you'll be talking about, you know, which, you know, funeral home that you need to take me, you know. But I just thought, oh, he woke me up this morning. He was there, that's why he woke me up. I want to think like that. You know, I was eating some food and I really liked the taste. I said, oh, the test birds. He's still keeping my test buds so that I can test. I said, thank you, Jesus. You are with me now. So as I walk out of this door, as I do my daily things, as I'm fishing, you know, I was not even thinking fishing. I was there for the NLive conference. You know, the pastors always, you know, preach and teach. You know, I was not even thinking. But God was thinking, Noel needed a fish. He was thinking, oh, my son needs a fish. Because he's been in an NLive conference for 4 days. You know, he's done enough of, you know, this opening, closing Bible, yeah? Or like reading. He needs a fish. He knew that I needed a fish. And you know, after how many years? Maybe after 16, 17 years, this is my first fish I caught. But I grew up fishing with my dad. Every week we went fishing and caught so many fishes. Then I was busy doing the church. No, just kidding. Then I come here and God spoke to John and John spoke to Sherhood and goes on and on. And I go fishing. I had no hope at all. I was thinking like, I'm the guy who never catches fish. My wife knows that. I'm the guy who never catches fish because I'm not designed to kill. That's what my, you know. I'm not for killing. Maybe God wants me to be a nice pastor, not, you know. So I have all those. I have my own mind working on me, okay? So I just go. But I'm nice to Sherhood, you know. So Sherhood and I and his boy just going, you know. Oh, and then I like, Lord, you are with me in this boat. You needed to work on my disbelief. You wanted me to have some fun. You wanted me to have some fun. And I was in John's boat, you know, going to Kenora. And maybe that's nothing for you here, but for me, like coming from the mountain. And with John and Violet sitting on the boat and saying, like, some people pay $1,000 for a boat ride, and I'm getting this free. And I'm saying, Lord, you know even how to give me some fun, the presence. Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and things shall be added unto you. I have nothing more to say. I have nothing less to add on. But we live in this moment of time. And you know what? Jesus sitting there beside you. If you're driving, if you're sleeping, if you're eating, if you're in an office, if you're spending time with your family, if you're playing with your grandchildren, somewhere, I pray that God will open my eyes, that I'll get to see, oh, he's with us, enjoying my family time. I knew an old friend. He always said, he always had one chair in his dining table, and it was empty. And I said, why do you keep this empty chair all the time? And he said, this is the chair for Jesus. I thought he's crazy. Sounds crazy. But I realized that without his kingdom, without his presence now, my future is going to be, I'm not sure. But I'm very, very sure, I'm very, very confident that he'll look after me, he'll take care of me. He'll be my father, he'll be my answer for tomorrow if I seek his kingdom now. You just have to do one thing, just you have to do. You'll seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. Jeremiah 29:13 says, when you seek me with all your heart, all we have to do, all I need to do is, I close my eyes, it doesn't have to be long. I say, Lord, where are you? I want to find you. That's all it takes. And his presence comes to you. And the struggles, that's an answer that you're struggling for, your answer. The answer that you're struggling, it starts coming. The answer starts coming from his presence. The idea starts coming from his presence. The wisdom starts coming from his presence. The knowledge starts coming from his presence. The plans starts coming from his presence. And the plans that you have for yourself, for your future, is all planned by the Holy Spirit. Came out of his presence. Because if he was there, and if he's going to be there, now is for us. And I'm worried for today. My prayer is only for today, because tomorrow I'll know. And I'm saying, Lord, where are you? And I'm going back home with the same thing. Lord, where are you? And every time, you will get the answer. You will get the answer. With all my heart, I will say, Lord, where are you? When you're sick, when it's hurting, my immediate reaction will be to get angry. My immediate reaction will be to get frustrated. And talk about the pain and talk about the going on and on and on. Talk about all kinds of, you know. But in this pain, I just request you, welcome you to say, Lord, where are you? It's pain here. Where are you? And he will show you that I'm sitting peace beside you. And my hand is on that part of your body which is in pain. And my hand is in that part. And then and the Holy Spirit comes to you. And he will lift you up. And you will start rejoicing. And you will say, thank you, Jesus. And you'll say, thank you, Jesus. And you'll say, okay, Lord, what is around me is not my strength, but my strength is you. A lot of people think that their physical things are their strength. Their muscles are their strength. Their wisdom is their strength. The way of their whatever is their strength. Sometimes they even think that their body is their strength. Their wealth is their strength. But for us, those who seek first his kingdom, Jesus is their strength. And I can say, he is my strength. Then everything that's around me is added to me. That adds to my strength. Thank you, Jesus. I have you. You have given all these experiences in. My strength is you. And this experience that God has given me will add on to that strength. Some of you have all the knowledge, very, very educated, intelligent, all good. But if you say, my strength is you, and all this thing that God has blessed you becomes your added strength, adds towards your strength. So where your strength lies? Who is your arm? Who is my strength? Do you think that I'm able to stand here and preach? Maybe you think. English is not my language. I'm from Nepal. I have to really work hard, think hard to what I'm speaking. And I sometimes get scared. I'm always get scared to pray for sick people. I get to pray for do the ministry. I don't know. But I come back to this place and say, Lord, where are you? Because for this moment, you are my strength. I seek your presence. I seek your kingdom first. and your righteousness with all my heart, with all my heart, with all my heart. And Holy Spirit comes to you. The scripture says, be filled with the Holy Spirit means be filled with His presence. Be filled with the Holy Spirit, the scripture says. Why He says that? And you will receive power. Why He says that? And power to do what? The power to stand and say that I stand now with Jesus. Then everything starts. Be filled with the Holy Spirit. Be filled with His presence now. Very, very important. And you know what? As we walk in His presence, people start noticing you. People start looking at you. And they'll say, why you look different? Why your face is glowing? When I'm with you, I feel so comfortable. And they'll say, oh, man, you are a blessed man. Then you'll be able to bless others because you stand in His presence. My desire is now, for me, my knees now is like to come down to my knees and say, Lord, where are you? And I seek you because you said, I'll find you. Interesting, no? Find him. He says, like, I will find him. He already found us. We know that. Now he says, you will find him? Is he hiding? No. And we are so worried about, like, I'll find him in the future. I found him in the past. All good. But for me, I need to find him now. Because this is the day that God has given us. This is the moment. This is the time that God has given us to find him. And this is the moment that he's going to meet us. Because if that happens now, I'm not talking about after 1 hour, I'm now, then tomorrow, he'll still be there. Tomorrow I'll be finding him and my old age will be all wonderful. When I become 90 years old, I'll be still sensing his presence. I'll still be led by him. He'll still be guiding me. He'll still be holding my hand. And he'll still be leading me to the fresh water. He'll be still leading me to the green pastures. He'll be still leading me to the comfort. And all other things will not be so much value in my life. So here am I. I want to welcome you. Because this church I've seen lives, breathes his presence daily. And I believe that there's something for us today. That as his people, that we knew who Jesus was. And we know who Jesus is going to be. Nobody can escape that day. To understand that day, you need the Spirit of God now. Nobody can run away from that place. People have come up with so many theology, too many, you know, understanding. They have written books about Jesus, okay? They tried to escape, you know, they tried, you know. But that day is coming. Nobody can run away from that. You can try to hide now. You can try to use all kinds of skills. That day is dear no matter. Every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. So I said, better I should say Jesus Lord now. Because that day will be helpful. There are 2 books. And my name will be on the book of life. And the judgment book will be all erased for me. Because I decided to say, let your kingdom come now. And I seek first his presence and first his kingdom. So, I'm a needy guy. I need. And that's human being. We all need. There's something. There's so much need. I'm trying to fulfill my need. And it's all good. Sometimes not all good. But what's the most important part? of the need list number one is we need His presence now. As believers, as sons and daughters, because walking with Jesus is a lot easier than walking just with His name. I just don't want Christian name tag on my forehead. I don't want to do things with just in the name of Jesus. I just don't want to do things because I'm a Christian. I just don't want to do because I'm a nice guy. And I'm a nice guy, I think. I'm working on that one. But number one, my need now, for now and for the future, is His kingdom. And when you seek His kingdom and His righteousness, and all the fish shall be added unto you, and all things shall be added unto you. So, I want to welcome you. Would you just please stand with me? Is this that's okay with you? You can sit. And Andy can help me. John can help me. I just want to take some moments, just close your eyes. That's the act of obedience. Closing your eyes is act of obedience. And if you want to open your hands, you can do that. Because I see God is here, next to you. And His hand is around you. For someone, His hand is on your forehead. For someone, His hand is on your chest. For someone, His hand is on your foot. Or maybe He's touching your finger or forehead. I see He's here for everyone. So, as we close our eyes, would you say, "Where are you, Jesus, for me now?" And just wait. I don't know where are you at your life's journey with Jesus, but you know yourself, where are you? And a lot of us, we need to know where Jesus is at this moment in this journey. And we need to experience that Jesus is actually with me in this journey. So I want to welcome you. Let's just wait on the Lord and ask that question. Jesus, show me, where are you? I need to see now. Please don't use your brain. Jesus, where are you? If any one of you, when you did this prayer, you already felt God touched you and showed you where He is for you now, would you just speak up? Speak up and just... Okay. Isn't that great that you come to that sense and you know that He's there for me, for you? And is it going to be just for now? Is it going to be forever? My job is to keep seeking Him. So Lord, here we come again. Because we are just kids, Lord. Trying to understand and trying to know. Trying to learn. But the great thing is, Lord, that You are with us. Now. You were there for us, Lord. You are going to be there for us, Lord, in the future. But You are here now. And we seek Your presence. And I choose to seek Your presence, Lord. Lord, I stand here, as we stand here, Lord, and say, I choose to seek Your presence. I choose to seek Your presence now. I choose, Lord. I make a decision, Lord, now. You first, Lord. You are my source. You are first to me. Because by the end of the day, if you're not there for me, Lord, that's trouble. But I know now that you're here with us. Father, I just pray that you give us a sense of greater awareness that you are with us. As we walk, as we cook food, as we go to schools, as we go to work, as we talk, as we drive, that give us that sense that you're around us, Lord, that you're sitting with us, that you're watching us, you're guiding us, you're helping us, you're speaking to us and ready to be there for us. Give that sense, Lord. And I need that all the time, Lord. Even though I need to walk through the valley of death and shadow of death on the dark path, Lord, I know that you'll be there for me, and you are now for me now. And you'll help me, Lord, because the help's come from you, that scripture says. You are there all the time. You're there in the morning, and you're now, and you'll be there for me this evening. And you have given enough for me for today, Lord. You're giving me food for today. You're giving me answers for today. You're giving me strength for today. You're giving me hope for today. You have made a way for me for today, Lord. You have given me strength for today, Lord. And I trust you for tomorrow. And I trust you for the days that's coming in front of me. And I trust you for the everything that's in front of me, Lord. And I will say, I have enough, Lord, for today. You are there for me. And when you are with me, that's all I need. Rest, you will take care of that, Lord. I know that you will take care of me. You'll take care of the rest that's around me, Lord. I look to you, Jesus. You can pray a prayer with me. We look to you, Jesus. Help me. We look to you, Jesus. My hope is in you. I know you will bless us. Because you're looking at us now and you're saying, my beloved, my son, my daughter, I'm proud of you. And you're rejoicing right now. You're smiling at us, Lord. And deep inside, you're strengthening us, Lord. And we want to receive that strength right now. Father, in the name of Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, Father, I stand now in your name and with you. And if there's any doubt in our minds, Father, I pray against that doubt. I cast that doubt from our life, Lord. If any one of us living in a life of hopelessness, Lord, but I bring hope in the name of Jesus and with you now in your presence, I bring hope now in the lives of our people, Lord. I bring hope now. I bring joy. And I pray that let the joy of the Lord be our strength from now on. The joy that comes knowing that you are with me now. That you are with me. I'm not ashamed to say that because I know, Lord. I'm not ashamed to say that because I know that you are with me now. You are with me. You're with us now, here, now. I'm not a miserable person anymore. I stand in this world. Not one of the person of the world, but one of the person from you, Lord. One of you, Lord, I stand here. And I'm thankful and grateful And I'm thankful and grateful, Father, that you're living God. That you breathe and you see and you hear and you answer to me, Lord. I'm glad that I'm not following a dead God. I'm glad that I'm not trying to hear from a dead God. I know I've seen you in the past. I'm seeing you now also, Lord. I've seen you a month ago. I've seen you yesterday. That you are the living God. And nothing is going to miss that thing from my life. Nothing's going to ever mess me. Nothing's going to bring unbelief in my life. Because I'm going to choose now. And I'm going to say, you are living. You are my living God. You created me. And I say to my soul, rise up. Oh, my soul, rise up and praise the Lord. Oh, my soul, rise up and thank Jesus. Oh, my soul, you rise up. Rise up. Rise up. Father, I pray for any sickness, if it's here in this room, Father. I pray for a healing now. I pray for a healing. In the name of Jesus, Son, and the Holy Spirit, and by the power of your blood, I cast all the sicknesses, Lord. And I bring healing in this place, Lord. I bring healing in this place, Father. I bring your deliverance in this place, Lord. I bring your freedom now. I call freedom. Come, enter in this place. Enter in our homes. I bring health that comes from the Lord. I bring health that comes from the Lord. Let it enter in our homes. In the name of Jesus, let it enter in our homes. Let's lift up our hand. And let's say, rise up. Let my spirit rise up now. I command my spirit to rise up now. In the name of Jesus. Let it rise up. Rise up. I command my spirit. I command my spirit to rise up. Some of us need some strength in our soul. I see the rest and the strength in our soul right now. I pray, Lord, that you bring rest and strength in our soul right now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Let it come now. If you need strength and rest for your soul, you can raise your hand. Lift up your hand. And say, Lord, I receive. Lord, I receive. Just open your mouth and say, Lord, I receive you now. When I say, would you say, it means you have to say it. I'm not asking you to think what I'm saying. Would you just say it loudly? You have to open your, the words has to come out of your mouth. That's the act of obedience. Lord, I receive. Would you say, Lord, I receive. Lord, I receive. I breathe life. And the weary souls, in the name of Jesus. I breathe life to the weary souls in the name of Jesus now. I breathe life. I breathe your spirit in life. The weary soul, rise up. Amen. 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 Amen.
So Lord, we seek you first, and there's a whole bunch of stuff that comes second. And even seeking our own healing comes second, but just want to invite, Noah prayed, but let's be really intentional. If you need healing for something, then I'm just going to invite you just as an act of trust. And there's also this picture of like this dark room. Benita was telling me this picture. It's a good picture, I think, of you feel like you're in a dark room and you're like, where is Jesus? Like, I don't see him. When I ask him, I'm not seeing him. Where is he? But he's there and he's doing stuff in the room. And then a light comes on, and then all of a sudden you can see what he's been doing all along. But it's just that we haven't seen it. And there's this act of trust that we have to, it's kind of like we were talking about, like letting ourselves go into those big waves, you know? And so just want to, if you feel like that's you, I'm just going to invite you to stand up. And also if you want some healing for something, you're not seeking healing, you're seeking God. But healing is part of all these things that's added unto you. So just invite you, if one of those two things is resonating with you, let's stand up. We're just going to pray for each other. And that's what we're going to do for the rest of our time for as long as it takes. Okay? Does that sound good? So just like if you're standing, that means you want some prayer, and then we're going to gather around you. So you can look around if you're sitting down, and let's see. Let's look around us and let's pray for each other, guys. Pray that God's presence comes and interacts with us and moves with us. And if you're sitting there and you're like, that person, it's just something about that person. That's probably the Holy Spirit putting something into you for that person. So go there and ask if you can pray, okay? So let's now that we can see who's around us, let's all stand up and find someone to pray for and go for it, okay?